Did Liverpool deserve to win the Premier League? How sweet does this title feel for Liverpool fans? Is Mohamed Salah more interested in breaking records than the team? And what does to be short of something mean? Hello everyone, this is Denek speaking and you are tuned in to the Footglish podcast. That's right, the podcast about football for all English learners around the world. And today we are going to talk about Liverpool, who have just won the Premier League title in season 24-25. And here with me in the studio is none other than Paul himself, the Liverpool fan, the friend of the podcast. Welcome back, Paul. And first of all, congratulations.
Thank you, Zenek. Yes, come on, Liverpool, champions 2025. I'm happy about this.
Of course you are.
Big celebrations yesterday. Yeah.
Yeah. Let me just check something quickly. Sorry. Okay. I wasn't sure I'm using my best microphone. Is the sound okay, Paul?
It seems okay. Yeah.
Okay, great. Because obviously for such an important and iconic moment, I don't want to have a bad sound. So yes, Paul, this is fantastic. You beat Spurs, Tottenham, which is nice. And I guess for that, I think the title is in the right hands. You beat Arsenal's biggest rival. So of course, we were hoping that we could challenge for it and we could keep up with you, but I think it was obvious in winter who was going to win the title, don't you think?
Not really. I never felt like that, and maybe other people did, but as a Liverpool supporter, I've been hurt in the past, and I think you're quite critical of your own team sometimes, and I could see that Arsenal were playing well, so I wasn't 100% sure until recently, really.
But there must have been a point when you were like, well, this is so close. It's only...
Well, you don't expect Arsenal to drop so many points. I think it's Arsenal who've made more comfortable than it should be, because
I think
when we last spoke, I thought, no, I'm not that confident. I think we had a bit of a lead. Yeah. But we've been stretching the lead without really playing so well. Yeah.
Arsenal have been dropping points like 24/7, pretty much, like mostly draws, occasionally a defeat. Yeah. And that's not good enough if you're challenging for the title. So, yeah, like I said, the title is in the right hands, well deserved. And I think it must feel a little bit better than that COVID season one, don't you think?
People can celebrate. I think for the players, like Salah was saying, it feels better. But for me, that was a big monkey off our back. So it was 30 years until we had won it. That one was a big release, and it was much closer.
I understand. But this one must be also great because nobody kind of expected it as well. I don't think you were... Yeah. You were among the favorites to win at the beginning of the season, especially because everybody was talking about the fact that Jurgen Klopp had left the club and now it's like a rebuild a little bit, right? A new coach. But lo and behold, you are the champions and by a country mile. No one could match.
He has been so good. Arne Slot. Yeah. Wow. Honestly, every interview from the day he walked in has been spot on. Like I enjoy listening to him. Like he gives a real insight into the match. It's always calm. He's really humble. And I think what he's done, he's tweaked things. He's changed a few things with how we play, but he's demanded, I think, a really high standard. I think that he said, like, the number one thing that he demands is work rate. He demands every player to have maximum work rate and also to win their duels. So in the midfield three, he demands that those midfielders win their duels. Mm-hmm. And you've seen with Gravenberch and McAllister and even Szoboszlai, they've won the majority.
Obviously, if you have results like that, it's easy to trust your manager, trust the process, follow the manager that is going to bring you the title. You know, now it's such a, he has won everyone over, the fans. He has really slotted in well. Remember how we said that of the season?
I think you came up with that one first, Seneca.
Yeah. Slotted in really well, right? Didn't he? Like his first season at Liverpool, the first title, making himself immortal, you could say. And who would have thought that he would be a better coach than Jurgen Klopp, who seemed a bit burnt out.
You know? I think he's proven to be a good, but it was Jurgen himself who decided to step away from the job. It wasn't like doing well in the job, but maybe he recognized something in himself that he couldn't commit as
and
much.
He got
as,
it right. He got had. It right. Yeah. Spot on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you think he's celebrating? Do you think he's celebrating this?
I haven't seen a video actually, but I'm sure he is. I think he could. I watched that speech what he gave when he left last year again, and that was incredible, you know.
Heartbreaking, wasn't it?
Yeah, just how like he was sad at leaving, but how magnanimous he was in how to welcome the new coach. It was incredible.
And new coach's response was, when you won the title, or after you won the title, didn't he encourage the fans to sing Jurgen Klopp? What was the song?
La la la. Yeah, again, Klopp. Yeah, which again shows the humility of Slot and how smooth the transition has been.
Yeah, fantastic. So I don't know if we can say a few things about this game against Tottenham, which you won 5-1, very convincing manner. I think you went 1-0 down, didn't you?
Yeah, we did, from a silly corner that we gave away. Tottenham scored. But yeah, I never expected Tottenham to win, even when we went 1-0 down, to be honest.
Yeah. You only needed a point as well, didn't you?
And also, yeah. We only needed a point from the remaining 5 matches.
It was like Slavia Prague. It was exactly the same.
Really?
Yeah. And they also did it. They won 5-0 their game. So
it's like being like 2 meters away from the hole in golf and having 5 chances to pot it.
It's like you have 5 match balls and you are also the better player in that tennis game. So honestly, this was must have been a perfect night for you.
It was the perfect scenario for the team and the fans. Who, I don't go to the stadium, don't I? So, but I know, and I'm not in the city anymore. So my mum is in the city. She went to like the city centre and she's 73. She's still...
Did she call you? Did she video call you to show
you?
No,
she never actually. I was thinking about, should I go to the city, but I have responsibilities here. Yeah. I think I will for the parade. So in a couple of weeks, there will be a parade because they don't have the trophy yet.
The victory parade. So it's a trophy which gets passed from the previous champion. So City have to give it to you or what's the deal there?
So. I think
they have to return it, right?
Get to keep, but the trophy gets passed, yeah.
So this year, Paul, was just such a weird one, wasn't it? Like Manchester City, they completely fell off. And you have like these, the likes of Tottenham, United, like the worst seasons in the worst season in years, right?
And then
obviously Arsenal were trying, but not really. Stood a chance in the second half. I thought in the second half of the season, you just completely dominated the league.
Yeah.
And just like you dominated this game against Spurs, going back to that, I guess we could mention that goal that McAllister scored. That was a beauty, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. I love McAllister. He is a little beauty. But it was a great goal. Yeah. It was a wow goal. It made you say, wow. Mm-hmm. Yeah. What an incredible footballer he has been for Liverpool.
Yeah.
I think we have improved. So you mentioned how it's been a strange season. I think Liverpool have improved from last season. I feel like the midfield is operating much better. The defence is operating well. The forwards operating similar, I suppose, to last year. The forwards and defenders. It's the midfield what's much better, with Gravenberg at the base, McAllister, Szoboszlai, Jones coming in sometimes. I think it's the midfield what's been the difference for Liverpool. So we have improved slightly. But you mentioned Manchester City, who've had injury problems, and Arsenal. Both of these teams have had injury problems, which, like, you don't expect them to have next year. You think about Manchester City, Haaland, Rodri, the Ballon d'Or winner.
Rodri, yeah.
Has hardly played for them.
It happened when he started complaining about the fact that they play way too many games and that it leads to injuries. And then it happened like the next game or something.
It was against Arsenal, wasn't it, actually?
Something like that, yeah. So, yeah, you're right that injuries play the part in this. But to be honest, still, like, these teams should do much better. And
Yeah. I agree, though. Yeah, I do think Manchester City, yeah, okay. It's been difficult. It's been a lot of forward players for Arsenal. I think defensively, have you been injured that much? You've lost a few fullbacks, but you've got enough defenders to cover that. Your midfielders have Odegaard's been out for a couple of months, hasn't he? I feel like I agree with you. I think that Arsenal should have enough
firepower, as they say. Yeah. Yeah, so, I mean, it looks like we've lost Paul for a second. Hopefully he is coming back. But just to remind everyone, we are talking to my friend Paul, a massive Liverpool fan, a huge fan of this great club that has just won the Premier League title and 5 games to go, which is a nice thing to do, because now they can just, you know, have fun in the remaining games. And they won 5-1 against Tottenham Hotspur, against the Spurs, as we call them. And I also wanted to ask Paul about Mohamed Salah, who scored one of the goals. And he seemed very happy about that. Every time he scores, he feels happy about that. So I will ask Paul when he comes back, because we are recording this interview online, as I do the vast majority of the Footgrish podcast interviews. The advantage of that is that we can then put it on the YouTube channel, on the Teacher Zdeněk YouTube channel. So if you are an audio listener, you also have the chance to watch us talk about football on this YouTube channel. But I have also done about 2 or 3 episodes in real life. Yeah, like offline, you could say. So, yeah, so the, you know, online usually is reliable apart from a few moments, and this is one of those. I think we do have a little issue. There's no Paul, no guest, so I have to be here by myself and improvise, which is all right. Well, I could also remind you to support the Footgrish podcast, give the video on the YouTube channel a like. You can write a review on Apple Podcasts about the show, give it 5 stars and write what you think, recommend it to some potential viewers, English learners who would like to improve their English through football. And it looks like Paul is back. Welcome back, Paul.
Hey, sorry.
No worries. This is exactly how Arsenal have been playing their season, on and off. But it's good that we have you back on now. So I wanted to ask you about Mohamed Salah, Paul, and this is what I promised to the listeners that I would do. So he scored his goal as well. He seemed very happy about that.
He did. He wants personal records, Mohamed Salah. And I think Thierry Henry has the record for most goal contributions, goals and assists, which I think he is too short of at the moment.
Yeah.
So I think he's desperate for that.
Do you think he's a bit too obsessed? Do you think this could be sort of disruptive for the team? If a player is chasing these personal accolades, could it be disruptive?
It could be, couldn't it? I think most teams do it. If somebody is going for the golden boot, most teams do kind of look for that player to try and help him with win the golden boot. Right. But I think it won't disrupt Liverpool and Salah so much because we've won the league. But also,
it's
assists as well. So you could see it's not, he doesn't have to score. He just needs to assist or score. So you could see yesterday he was desperate to assist. Yeah. So that can only be a good thing.
Yeah, absolutely. But now that means that he will play the remaining games, because sometimes when the title is decided, what the coaches can do is try some new players or give the opportunity to some youngsters. But no, Salah won't let anyone in, right?
True. And Chiesa, who has hardly played because of that, because it's Diaz and Gakpo on the left. Yeah. Chiesa's hardly played because Salah is going for records. So keep him in your fancy football team.
Yeah, he's my captain, of course. What about his contract then? Is there a chance he will stay? Or has it already been decided? Sorry,
it's already decided he's staying. Van Dijk is staying. For both of them.
I haven't been clued in on that one. So they're both staying. So how long did Salah sign the contract for?
2 years.
Well, that's nice, right? Considering his age, that's quite nice.
Yeah, I think it's good for both of them and good for Liverpool as well. I think,
of course.
Van Dijk has 2 more years. Salah has 2 more years, definitely, maybe even more.
And Trent?
Trent's going. Yeah.
Ah, to Spain or where?
Trent's going, yeah.
Did you say a rat?
Yeah, I'm not happy about that, Zenek.
Ah, so you say rat. That means you think he betrayed Liverpool?
Yeah, I think he has. I can't begrudge someone. He's 26, I think. Going to Spain and playing for a football team in Madrid, which is an amazing city, for an amazing club. I cannot begrudge him doing that. Well, I can, because I'm calling him a rat. But he's he is a local lad. He's wanted to captain the team. I feel like Real Madrid are Liverpool's rivals.
Yeah. That is true. That is true.
Like, Arsenal, Manchester City, but Real Madrid just as much as those teams.
Yeah.
And he's going to our rival.
Yeah, that's
like Liverpool fans hate Real Madrid, really, because of how they've beaten us in a couple of finals recently. And he's known about this. He's known for over a year. I'm going to run my contract down. I don't think Real Madrid would pay a fee. They don't pay a fee for players like Mbappe. They got for free. So they've said to him, listen, run your contract down. We'll have you.
Is there a way to do it? Yeah. It's pretty clever, to be honest. Clever business from them.
It's clever business from them. And I suppose for the player, because they get the signing on fee. They get 20-30 million signing on fee.
Of course, the player does, right? So it's very beneficial to them as well. You say he's a rat, but at least he's leaving on a high, right? He's leaving with a title. That's kind of he will always be part of the team, right? The legend. Like, will he have a legend status or not?
No.
Salah will, right? That's for sure.
Salah will. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Van Dijk will.
What about Darwin Nunes? Didn't he miss another sitter in this game?
He did, didn't he? I think he's going. He'll be in the Saudi league. I think Saudi tried to buy him in January and it never happened. I think we wanted to keep him just in case of injuries. Yeah. I think he will go to the Saudi league this summer.
Okay. Do you think they have wider goals there in Saudi Arabia? That might help him. That might actually do some
it's
good.
It's just his decision making, isn't it? Like, he has some good attributes, but that chance the other day versus Spurs, you thought, okay, you knew in his head he's thinking, I've got to pass it to Salah. But saying that, so his decision making was okay. Passing to Salah is okay. But the execution, it was just a terrible pass.
Not the best. Yeah. I had a lesson today. I was teaching my private student. I teach one student from Belarus, of all countries. Mm-hmm. And he mentioned something to me that I didn't know about. Apparently, there was a funny moment in the post-match when the players were celebrating on the pitch.
Yeah.
He told me that David Nunes Darwin Nunez and Mohamed Salah had some sort of a situation where Mohamed said something to Nunez, and it made Nunez go crazy and run across the whole pitch. And then everyone was speculating like what it must have been. And there is a theory that says that he reminded him of his bad scoring tally. But is this, do you know anything about this, or has it happened, or did my student make it up? Paul. Ah, okay. I think we have lost Paul in the worst possible moment, because this was the most important question of this podcast, quite possibly. I don't know. It probably wasn't. But you know what? I'm going to ask Paul off air and tell you in the language corner. How about that? Is that a good deal? All right, let's do it like that. Welcome back to the language corner. In this part of the show, as always, I'm going to be teaching you something because I'm an English teacher, so I might as well do my job. Let's discuss the phrase to be short of something. I was talking to Paul about Mohamed Salah, and Paul mentioned that Mohamed Salah had been chasing records. And the specific phrase he said is that he is short of 2 assists. And that means he's missing 2 assists to break a record or to reach some kind of objective, right? So I think he's short of 2 assists to equal, was it? I can't remember exactly who it was, maybe Kevin De Bruyne or someone like that. But if you are short of something, it means you only need something to get something else. So you are short of 2 assists, it means you only need 2 assists to do it. Yeah, the phrase short of means like you don't have enough of something, right? So I'm short of money means I don't have enough money, or I don't have money. I'm short of patience means I don't have any patience. So of course you can also be short of ideas. If you're short of ideas, then you don't know what to talk about. You don't know which topics to address or to explore, maybe. Sometimes it happens on this podcast. Maybe I'm short of questions. I don't know what questions to ask. I don't think that happens that often, but it could happen, right? Nobody is perfect. We are only human beings. We are not robots. And perhaps I'm sometimes short of likes on the YouTube channel. So that's why I would like to encourage you to go there and help me out. Click the like button on the YouTube channel if you are watching this as a video. And yeah, I think that's it for today. Thank you very much for listening and for being faithful to the Footglish podcast. And I'll speak to you soon. Ah, not yet. Too soon, Zdenek, too soon. Remember, there was a moment in the middle of the... No, it was actually at the end, at the very end of the interview when Paul unfortunately disconnected. It was actually the second time in the interview. And I was asking him a question. I was telling him about what my private student had described to me after the game against Liverpool. Apparently, Mohamed Salah upset Darwin Nunez, who reacted in a crazy way, started running after Salah, chasing him. But Salah is a great sprinter, so I think he couldn't catch up. But I wanted to ask Paul about more details about that, but unfortunately Paul doesn't know, because I did ask him after the interview ended, and he said I haven't heard about it. So I did see the video, however, and I can prove that this is not fake news. Okay, so that's definitely everything for today's episode of the Footglish podcast. Thank you very much for listening or watching. If this is YouTube, and I'll speak to you soon. Take care, everyone. Bye-bye.